It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Rihanna is suing her dad in court for using her Fenty brand and his relationship with her to launch a business for himself. In a new lawsuit, Rihanna claims her dad, Ronald Fenty, recently started a talent development company in 2017 called Fenty Entertainment. The problem is that Rihanna has already trademarked Fenty to use in a number of business ventures, including her well-known Fenty Beauty line now. She claims that he's profiting off the reputation she's created with Fenty, and she says that she sent multiple cease and desist letters to her dad, ordering him to stop capitalizing off of her Fenty trademarks, but says that he's ignored them and continued to make money off of Fenty Entertainment. She's asking a judge to place an injunction on her dad using the name Fenty and for damages.
Wait, are you going to really sue your family?
Guess so.
Dang, Rihanna.
Mac Miller's parents will attend the Grammys in honor of him and will accept the award if he wins. The late rapper's album Swimming was nominated for Rap Album of the Year, his very first ever Grammy nomination. His parents live in Pittsburgh, and his mom has already been helping carry on her son's legacy with the Mac Miller Circles Fund, which I guess is approaching $1 million in donations to help kids in his hometown.
Wow, that's a lot.
Do you think that he would have been nominated for a Grammy if he wouldn't have died? That's like super morbid, I know.
No,
but
that's a question that people always ask, though. When certain people are not even just nominated, whether they win or not, I think it's a legit question. I don't know. I mean, I like Mac Miller, but I think Liv probably knows more of his music than I do. I don't know. You like him, right?
Yeah, I do. I think he still would have been nominated whether he was alive or dead. Yeah,
because I don't know much
think
about
so.
Him.
I think that this album has been one of his best albums, and there's been so many artists that have said that as well, even before he died.
There you go. Dax Shepard revealed on Dr. Phil's podcast, side note, who knew Dr. Phil had a podcast, why he thinks he might have a sex addiction.
I'd say I've had what could maybe be called a sex addiction at some point in my life. Not one that I had to seek treatment for, but...
But there are worse addictions.
There are worse addictions, yes.
I'm just saying.
Yes.
What the hell was that?
His laugh.
Is that a laugh?
Yeah.
That sounded really awkward there.
And this is kind of sad, but Aaliyah, the singer, would have been 40 years old today. That is crazy to me. She died, if you don't remember, August 25th, 2001, in an airplane crash. But, of course, she's been in the news recently because of R. Kelly and all that
stuff. Yeah, that's still insane that she'd only be 40. Wow.
But I think that seems so old because, like, you know, I remember her being a teenager.
True, but I remember being in high school, and I don't know, I assume she was at least around 18 or 20 then. But yeah, I get you. Time goes fast.
Wow. That is the garbage.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Okay, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. What do you call it, by the way? Soft drink or pop?
Pop.
Both.
I call it soda. Or just like
soda.
What its name is.
Okay,
like,
well...
referencing.
Well, Dr. Pepper is making a play. They want to become the official soft drink of Texas.
Ooh.
But I actually did some research online to see, like, well, do other places have, like, official soft drinks in their state, or what do people represent? And we can just maybe make it, like, for the whole country. So if you had your say, if you could have a vote, what would be the official soft drink of America? And you got to give us the reasons why. We'll go over that next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.